Ephesians 1, 11 through 14. We have also received an inheritance in God, who accomplishes everything according to his design. We are called to be an honor to God's glory, because we are the first to hope in Christ. You too heard the word of truth in Christ, which is the good news of your salvation. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit because you believed in Christ. The Holy Spirit is the down payment on our inheritance, which is applied towards our redemption as God's own people, resulting in the honor of God's glory. The word of the Lord.
So the first time I remember hearing the word sealed in connection with something being sealed was in the song, maybe you remember this, Puff the Magic Dragon. Puff the Magic Dragon. You go back and Google it, YouTube it, whatever you have to do. Little Jackie Paper brought him all kinds of gifts, and one of them was sealing wax. Who knows? Who had any idea what sealing wax was at that time? One of the other versions of Scripture translates that just a little bit differently. This is what you would find if you were to open the Bible in your pew, Cindy Miner. It says, you believed in Christ, and God put his stamp of ownership on you by giving you the Holy Spirit he had promised. The Spirit is the guarantee that we shall receive what God has promised his people. And this assures us that God will give complete freedom to those who are his. Let us praise his glory. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? How grand it is, Heavenly Father, that the faith which we've been given was given to us by you as a gift. May we receive that gift fully today as a gift of your grace. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, join me if you wish, and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I have no idea what Puff would have done with sealing wax, but I imagine that the hot breath would have been really helpful in making it work, don't you think? Puff the Magic Dragon. So sealing was used, and it's still sometimes used, to emboss a symbol or a signet on a document, a formal document. Maybe you've seen one of those, or to seal it shut, or to show that it hadn't been tampered with. I'm on the road a lot, and often when I'm passing vans, big trucks on the interstate, I look at the very back door, and you can see whether or not they're sealed shut. They have a little seal, a little lock that goes in there. And what that does, it ensures that the cargo won't be tampered with until it gets to its destination. Kind of like the Holy Spirit seals us so that we're not tampered with until we get to our destination. And in Jesus' day, people might make an actual sign, a physical sign on their body that verified their identity or their loyalty, what they were connected to. And it's true today. You know, tattoos, often people have tattoos that are in memory of someone or an event, something that they want to hang on to. Or you could also think about the kind of brands that are still used on animals, on cattle and on horses. Paul is saying that in Christ, having taken Christ into our life, God seals us, God brands us with the Holy Spirit. Well, what does that mean? Branding a horse or a bull makes it difficult to steal it away into another herd. Of even more importance, it allows the rancher, in this case Jesus, to know who it belongs to, who we belong to. And Paul is saying these things in the middle of a discussion about saints, about those who are being welcomed by God in ages past through the Old Covenant, welcomed more recently by understanding and coming to know who Jesus was, welcomed into the kingdom because Paul and Peter and other people were just going everywhere talking about him. I mean, we had to find out about him somewhere because someone came talking about him and about the good news. Scripture says that this is the Holy Spirit that he had promised, the Holy Spirit that had been promised. Paul tells us that the Ephesians received the promised Holy Spirit. Jesus had promised it when he was departing this world to be in the heavenly places, to be however and wherever we envision to be now. Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." In another place, he said, "Stay still. Stay where you are. Don't move your feet until you know that you are empowered to do so by the Holy Spirit." You can see a wax seal by looking at the paper that it was made on. How can you see the Holy Spirit? You can see the brand on the side of an animal. Sometimes you wonder what that would have felt like to have that brand put on there. How can we see the Holy Spirit? The seal, the stamp, the mark of ownership of the Holy Spirit is made evident when we exhibit the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. These are the signs that we're responding to God and the Holy Spirit. Paul goes on to say, the Spirit is the guarantee that we shall receive what God has promised his people. This assures us that God will give complete freedom to those who are his. Let us praise his glory. The Spirit is the guarantee that we will receive what God's promised. The word translated guarantee is closer to down payment. Down payment or earnest money. If you were to go into this, to, you know, see somebody like this, man, I'm happy I'm not having to do that. I should cross my fingers, that little car I drive. But you go in there and you put that first payment down, so it means the car is yours. But it also means that you've promised to complete the payments. God in the Holy Spirit has made the down payment on our eventual salvation. Today, the water of baptism is the sign of the seal of the Spirit, just as the cup and the loaf are signs of the Holy Spirit as we come to the table. We can't say in a tangible way that William has reached out to God today, but his parents have. You have. We can say that God has reached out to him and put his mark on him. All of this pertains to us who see ourselves or long to see ourselves in Christ, being in Christ. Being in Christ is the opposite of being in hot water. Being in Christ is the opposite of being in trouble. Being in Christ prepares us to be shipped to our final destination, sealed for our protection, and guaranteed to arrive in God's own time. Thanks be to God.